starting your racing Sunday. RSN 927's Correct Weight.
They swing inside the 600 metres mark. Faithful Diamond has burnt the juice. Leads the way by three quarters. Churith two lengths away. Salt Bay coming to the outside. Aiden's Field just in front of it from Our Bird Song. Newitt's come to the extreme outside on Lynn Doubt and she's starting to run on. Down to the 300 metres mark. Churith shot away. Aiden's Field giving chase. Further back in the field, battling away. Faithful Diamond. Lynn Doubt's got a big mountain to climb. The clothes are running on, but Churith's off for the prize. At the 150, three lengths in front of Aiden's Field. Running on is the closer, Don't Tell the Boss, and then Lynn Doubt. But Churith is destroying them. Massive. Goes home and wins by four.
From a benchmark 64 win at Sandown recently to a dominant win, benchmark 84 grade, against some well-performed mares at Flemington yesterday. Arguably the win of the day there. And trainer Matty Raynham joins us this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, guys. How are we all?
Very well. And you had a big smile on your face following that win yesterday. How are you looking this morning?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day down here in Warrnambool, so looking forward to the future with this mare, that's for sure.
Watching the race the way it panned out yesterday, in times relative to other races over the trip yesterday, they seemed to run along at a reasonable tempo, and then she quickened down nicely. How did that win meet what you were expecting yesterday?
Yeah, look, to be honest, during the run, I thought, oh, she's probably going a bit hard here, and you know, if she gets found out late, she had every excuse to, but just showed how tough she was, really, to be able to find off such a hot tempo and really hit the line running.
In the beautiful conditions down at Warrnambool this morning, how's she pulled up?
Oh, she's just a tough, honest mare. She's come home, she thought she was starving because she hadn't had a feed during the day, so she demolished her feed last night. She's bright and well in herself and looking forward to the next one.
What could the next one be, Maddie? I think yesterday you mentioned that obviously with a mare, and she's a five-year-old now, you need to try and enhance her pedigree. What are you looking at in the future?
We've always kind of had the opinion that she'll get out over a bit further, but while she's running so sharp over those kind of shorter trips, there probably are more options in the early spring in those kind of mares grade over that 1,400-metre trip. So probably something like the Let's Elope Stakes is an ideal race for, and even the Stocks Stakes a couple of weeks later over a mile, we'll be looking at that too.
You mentioned that she's not the biggest mare, but from a constitution point of view, how does she hold together between runs?
Like I said before, she's hardy and she's tough. She enjoys her feed, so that always helps them get through the runs. She's not overly big, but she's got a big attitude and a big heart, so that makes her all the better for it.
Down to 54 kilos yesterday, so a lightweight, and fortunate to get Jai McNeil in the saddle. What did Jai pass on in terms of feedback after the race?
Jai was wrapped with her. Obviously, he was in the same mind frame. He didn't think he'd be as far forward or trucking along as quick as what they did. So for her to be able to finish off the way they did shows she's a really nice progressive horse.
Yourself and Paddy Bell, your partner, building a team down there at the Warrnambool base. What's the size of the team at this stage?
We've got 15 at work at the moment, which is a nice number for us. We like to be obviously one-on-one with our horses. Paddy does a lot of the track work and definitely a lot of the work on this mare because she can be quite difficult. So with just a smaller team, it allows us to be able to do what we want with them and train the way we need to train them individually.
An imported mare, what's the background? How did this mare come to be involved in your stable?
A couple of years ago, Paddy and I travelled over to Dubai. That's where we met. He travelled over with Vedora and I went with Brave Smash for the Dubai World Cup meeting. We met John Nichols over there. He's Australian. He runs the quarantine centre over there. We obviously made a pretty good impression of him over there. He rang us at the start of the year saying he'd bought this mare from the Tatsall sales over there and was keen to send it down here to us and try and get a bit of black top with her. So we're very lucky to have formed that relationship with him and had the opportunity to have this mare in our stables.
That's a great relationship to build, and obviously you talked about heading over with Brave Smash, and Paddy's been involved with some good horses during his career also. Looking back on your involvement, particularly, say, with Prince of Penzance and that Melbourne Cup win and watching the film made of it and knowing that you were such an integral part of that and what a part of racing folklore it's become, how do you look back on that nowadays?
It's obviously all a huge asset to be having to work for some of the best trainers and worked with some really good quality horses. You know, the first time Paddy sat on this mare, he said she's got it, she's got what it takes. And obviously, having sat on some quality horses in the past, he's a good judge. He knows when he finds a good one. So, absolutely makes all the difference with us in our career, and having worked for the likes of Darren Weir and Peter Moody, we've got a really good background in working with some good quality horses.
The training environment down at Warrnambool over the years, the beach has been used, and then it became a topic for discussion. What's the range of facilities like for how you would like to train down there at the moment?
We train off course. I've got a little property just outside Warrnambool. We like to train in a bit more of a natural environment. We've got few boxes, and we've got horses out in paddocks during the day and that, which this particular mare thrives off in particularly. But obviously the beach is a huge asset. Over winter it's a bit difficult getting down there with the weather and the tides and the seaweed and that, but it does make them put horses in a good mind frame. It keeps them sound. They do a really good job at the Warrnambool Racecourse there. They've put in a new sand track, which is really good, and obviously we've got the surrounding tracks in the kind of southwest area, you know, Terang and the Mortlake, Camperdown, Penshurst. They prepare their grass tracks in really good order, and we head up generally to one of them once a week for a nice gallop, so it makes all the difference.
Well done yesterday, Maddie, and on the evidence of that, I think aiming at some black time races with some race fitness and a mare with obvious ability is a realistic target in the weeks ahead. Exciting times for the team involved with Turath. Well done on the victory yesterday.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Maddie Raymond there after Turath took out that benchmark 84 for the mares in the manner of a horse that may be able to go to a better grade of race in the weeks ahead, and trying to enhance her pedigree. Maybe the Let's Elope is the target for her in the short term.